Welcome to Tarot for Schmoozers, the best podcast to enhance your intuition with the help of tarot cards. We will learn to read the tarot cards while at the same time develop our intuition for all areas of our lives. Yeah. Cool. Welcome to another Schmoozin' Tarot. And this week we are talking about card number 5 of the Major Arcana, the Hierophant. I never use that word. I only see that word in the tarot. Like, I don't even know.
I have no idea how to pronounce that.
The Hierophant. In some decks, they call it the High Priest. And in some decks, they call it the Pope. So, what do we have here?
Yeah, he definitely looks Pope. He's got some Pope vibes.
Yeah.
He's sitting... Yeah, Pope-ish. He's sitting on, a throne... He's got this epic crown, like a gold crown, and he's got this red robe on with crosses down it. He's holding a staff, and there's two balding men kneeling in front of him. I can't help but notice they're bald heads. Okay,
they're very much balding, guys.
They're pronounced. Yeah, balding. Yeah. Like, they're still, you know.
Wait, no, I don't think they're balding. Oh. You know what it is? You know how these monks have that little haircut
where
they just
have
this cut around, but what is it? It's it's almost like a halo of hair around, and they have the big bald. Yeah, that's what's happening there.
Yeah, I'm going to hell for sure. For sure. All right, well, yeah, that's what's going on, and there's two keys in front of his at his feet as well. Mm-hmm. And he's holding up two fingers.
Yeah,
not like the peace sign, though.
They're no, like, not the peace sign.
It'd be really cool if it was the peace sign.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah.
I don't know. The energy is kind of weird.
What energy do you get?
Just a little culty. Yeah. A little bit intense.
Literally it's going to end up as a Netflix documentary.
Yeah, this is some true crime shit, honestly.
It's a card that you have to embrace for certain moments in life. Because, yes, we are not big fans of religious institutions. But let's look at, first of all, let's look at two things. If you're going to read tarot for many people, you don't know what those people are about, right? You could get a person for whom institutionalized belief, maybe religion, maybe spirituality, it doesn't matter. For them, it's important.
Sure.
So that's why, we have to understand the card beyond our own, preferences.
Perceptions. He just looks kind of intense, though. It's not...
Definitely
I have
intense.
Nothing against Catholicism. I have nothing against... I mean, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Do I buy into all of it? Not really. But... I respect it, and I respect that, the Pope is a really important figure in their community, but I just feel like this guy looks weird. He's not old like the Pope. He looks, youthful.
That's true. Well, okay. I think this card in the deck comes at a moment when... Sorry, I'm just keep dropping it. At a moment in life where people need... guidance, first of all. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with that. He's definitely guiding. Okay.
Yes,
those two bald monks are seeking guidance from him. So he can represent a guide. Whether or not he represents a religion, it doesn't matter. You can just focus on, this is a guide, number one.
Okay.
Another thing he represents is institution, because life has institutions. The government is an institution.
That's the part that freaks me out.
A job is an institution. So it freaks you out. But okay, imagine this. Let's imagine a card combination. Imagine this card comes up next to the Lover's card. I would say that means marriage.
Okay.
And then you're happy. Because, you're getting into that institution. And you're in love. So, that could be great if that's what the person's looking for. Or maybe somebody is looking for love. This card comes up and you're like, hey, do you have a spiritual group that you go to? Do you go to church? And if they say yes, well, maybe that's where you're going to find the person you're looking for. You know, so if this comes up in a finance reading, you can say, well, make sure you keep your money in very conservative investments, you know, because this is like an old school card. So I think that's the vibe, you know, we can get from it, aside from like the whole like, oh, like religion.
Yeah, no, I was totally just projecting my own like my own like reading onto it, which is like too extreme. Like that makes
it's
a
an
lot
extreme
of
card. Like look at everything in there. Yeah, it literally looks like, hey, you must convert or else you're out.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what
I'm
comes
like, stop
up.
Judging me, Pope. Yeah, guys. Yeah, you're so young. Like, I'm older than you. Stop.
He definitely looks like he's judging big like, time.
But he also puts on like anti-wrinkle cream at night, like both at once.
He has like Botox. He just like
yes, yeah. He can afford all the Botox from all the charitable donations.
I think he's got really cute shoes, though. They remind
those are
of those
some Moroccan sandals. Yeah. Yes, 100%. Lamb leather. Yes.
Lamb leather all the way. It's so cool. And the keys, I think, are like the whole spirituality thing. Like, you open the keys to, like, knowledge and stuff.
Yes.
So,
yeah. The enlightenment.
Honestly, this deck, again, this deck was done back in the days when religion and knowledge were kind of intertwined. So I think it does glorify education, which is good. You know, I think it, like, just knowledge in general. Actually, I had never noticed that the guy looks so young until you pointed it out.
Yeah, he totally uses wrinkle cream. Or he's just a child.
Yeah, like one of those like chosen children, like to be like leaders.
Super creepy.
Remember this deck has this representation of the Hierophant, but maybe we could look at another deck one day and it'll look different. Instead of like if it's a more modern deck, it might not be like a whole Pope vibe. It might be like a yoga teacher or like a Buddha statue or something, you know.
Okay so,
yeah
it's a good frame to remember.
Yes, I don't think it's definitely not an exciting card unless you want to get married and this comes up with like the Lover's card, but in general
it's probably like telling you gotta buckle down and like focus on like school or work or whatever it is, just like focus.
It's a do the right thing kind of card.
Yeah
and also like
not sexy.
No, definitely don't get wild here. It's time to just which has its moments in life.
Yeah, can't miss a card. Okay,
what do you think?
Do you have
means?
Anything
oh, wait what sorry. Does it mean upside down?
Oh, you were gonna say upside down. Maybe that, like, you need to push yourself harder. Like, you need to put yourself through a little bit more structure because like, maybe things in your environment are a little bit too wild and, like, all over the place. And so, like, that you have to kind of, like, self-inflict the...
Yeah. Look for more
institutionalized. Like, maybe... You are growing up in a place where people don't really value education that much, and you have to kind of push yourself outside of that to seek it out because it's not just going to be like given to you.
Yeah. I think it can also mean literally if it's upside down, like this is a toxic environment. Someone's trying to manipulate you because you know how he's like a guide. If it's right side up, he's a guide that you would assume for good. But if it's upside down, I would say it's a guide that's manipulating you.
Yeah,
more like cultish for real, or even like
yeah,
you know, even if it's like in a job and you get this and maybe it's your boss who's just like not right.
Like the institution is the problem.
Yes, exactly. The institution is the problem. And or just not good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to break free from it. So that could be a thing. Maybe if we want to look at it as like the inside, like what's happening inside of you, and this mm-hmm. comes like that upside down, maybe it's things are crumbling inside of you. Things that you thought were true and proven right, now you're deconstructing, like gender roles.
Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Like you're having to go back and challenge that.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty deep card. Like it goes way beyond the Pope.
For sure. I was just trying to judge it too quickly.
That's okay. the tarot forgives you.
Thanks, tarot. Sorry. Okay. Do you have something that you've been like struggling with or wondering about that you'd like to ask?
Look, the only thing I've been struggling with is my parents, but I'm not bringing that to the tarot or choosers.
Fair.
Okay, yeah, there is one thing. It might be tied to the parents, though, but that's okay. I've been tired. Like, I've been feeling like I'm just tired. So I don't know if this is the hangover from the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, you also just experienced a pretty intense surgery. So, like,
The dental surgery was big. But even a little before the dental surgery, I started thinking, you know how it is like having your own business. So I just remember, I feel like I had more energy before, whereas now I'm more like, no, this is not going to, I'm just going to stop now. Yeah. And this is either not going to get done or it's going to get done later than I had planned. Whereas 100%. Before I would like plow through.
Stay up all night doing it, move your whole calendar around to get it done. Like, no, it's like, fuck it, whatever. It'll get done when it gets done.
Yeah, or my mind just literally doesn't focus. And I'm like, what is it? Is it really that I'm losing energy? Or maybe... So anyways, I want to ask the tarot about that. Let's ask the tarot about my energy levels.
All right.
So let's do one card is the energy level overall now where I'm at and then a card could be why I'm feeling like I don't have as much energy as before, and another card is what should I do to get more energy.
Okay. All right. So the first card
I was just looking at Salima's face because that's all I can see. It was just like every card had a different emotional reaction, and now I'm like, what is happening?
Like, I had to think about the middle one for a second, and then it made sense. Okay. So the first card is the Four of Cups.
The Four of Cups?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So this is where your energy is at now. And can you remind me about cups, what they symbolize?
They do represent the realm of emotions.
Okay. So I think, like, honestly, this, the Four of Cups, like, if you, for those of our listeners who can't see this card, it's a man sitting under a tree, three cups are in front of him, and then there's another cup coming out of, like, a cloud, like, there's a hand passing it to him. And it looks almost like, to me, like, I'm seeing you as this man. Because he looks frustrated, he looks disappointed, but at the same time, like, he's in this beautiful field under this beautiful tree, and there's three, like, golden cups and another one coming out of a cloud. Like, it looks like he's got all these blessings in front of him kind of thing, but he's still just kind of, like, tormented in his mind. And I think it just, like, resonates with you just saying, like, oh, I have all these issues just with my parents, basically. And it just, it's like, almost like he's also like folding his arms and sitting cross-legged, almost like a kid, like a child would. And it's almost like he just looks hurt. And it just like reminds me, like, you have all these beautiful, wonderful things happening in your life right now, right? Like, your business has succeeded
epically through a pandemic, like you're getting married, like you have all these exciting plans to start traveling again. And it's like, even with all of that, like the child inside of you is hurt a little bit because of what's happening right now.
So it's sucking my energy out.
Yeah. So it's like you're putting so much thought into it that your brain almost can't focus on the positives. It's just like exhausted by like the hurt of it all.
Yeah. This is spot on. Spot on. I'm going to bring this to my therapist.
Bring this like, card.
Get the card in me. Tarot. You could just read this card.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. And then the middle card, which represents why you're like this, is the Tower, and it's upside down.
Okay.
And okay, so like I think
shit is going on.
You probably could read this better than I will, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on it too. But definitely the fact that it's like pointing at you, I think it is like an internal thing that it's like for a lot of people having this like fallout or disappointment with their parents like would be such a. I mean, it is a horrible thing for you, but for a lot of people, it would be like their world is falling apart kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like you are very like internal about it almost. Like, I don't feel like you're talking about it with people every day and like explaining it. Like, you don't want to share about it on the podcast, which I totally understand. Like, and it's just like something that internally you're just struggling with. And it's, of course, it's going to like break you down and consume your thoughts and everything because it's like your parents, like you fucking. You love them. Like they're the people that were your whole world for most of your life. And then like you grow up and like things happen and it's just, it's like you're dealing with some internal turmoil that's like really emotionally draining and emotionally disappointing and like not what your expectations were. And it's kind of like shifting your understanding or like your value system. Cause it's like the Tower is literally being struck by lightning and like two people are falling out of it. So it's like those two people falling from the Tower, it almost makes me think of like you losing your parents, kind of like losing them as your support system kind of thing.
Definitely.
And having to just like move on kind of thing. I don't know.
Rebuild the Tower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebuild that support system of who really to prioritize and where to put that energy.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. Like that's so much easier said than done. Like that's just something that you got to just give yourself grace with. It's not for anyone. I think for anyone, it's going to be a traumatic thing. And like maybe the fact that you internalize it is part of why you're so tired. Is because you're not letting it out. Like you're not talking to people about it. You're just kind of internalizing it and beating yourself up about it. I mean, I don't think you're beating yourself up about it, but maybe you're just disappointed about it.
Yeah.
And maybe talking to some of your close friends would help. Maybe talking to maybe like your siblings about it or talking to someone else about it that you haven't really opened up to about it could help.
True. Well, that's definitely the reason why the energy is like that. So, yes, there is a crumbling of a tower inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
So what to do about it?
Yeah, what to do about it. Okay, so this is the Emperor upside down.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not the sexiest answer. I feel like this just means like you just have to be strong because it's the Emperor is like a very cold looking card, right? Like he looks very stern. He's sitting on this like stone throne wearing armor, frowning. Like I feel like it just means like you kind of have to be tough. And this is something that I just identify with so much just because like losing my dad and not having that support that I used to have, like it's like you kind of have to just be your own parent sometimes, and like you're gonna kind of have to do that because you're not gonna be able to maybe rely on that support the way that you thought that most people should or most people want to. And it's like internally, you're just going to have to become a little bit stronger. And I mean, you already are so freaking strong. I think like you're already there in a way. Like what to do about it is just to keep like respecting yourself and putting yourself, like prioritizing your needs, because you got to protect yourself, kind of thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm just going to add some other stuff in.
Yeah.
By the way, the reading was great. The Tower and the Emperor, they're both major arcana cards. The first one is minor. This can pass. My energy level, me being sad, all of the emotional turmoil, that's going to go. This is a minor arcana. But the Tower and the Emperor, they're marking phases, like big energy in my life that's like shaping my life. This is not just like a matter of a few weeks or something. So that's big, like that's a big deal in a reading when you see that, like two major arcanas in a three card reading. That's a lot.
And they're both upside down too, which they're both
upside down. So this is a lot of internal work or internal. Well, the first one is not work, it's turmoil. Like the Tower is just internal turmoil. The Emperor, the other thing I'm seeing here, and because it's me and I know that this is happening, it has to do with redefining my relationship with authority, which in this case is parents. So parents have traditionally a role of authoritative figures. So when that's why it's so difficult when you have problems with your parents, because it messes up the hierarchy of power that you've internalized since you're born. Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
But you know, as an adult, you got to deal with that. It's different. Well, I mean, anytime, even as kids, but like as an adult, this Emperor, the way I see him is you got to redefine. I have to redefine the way I perceive, you know, parental role and authority for me in my life.
Yes.
And when I deal with that internally, that's when the energy is going to release and it's actually going to, like, you know, get back. Feel light again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the internal really struggle. Observation.
Yeah.
Parents. Yeah.
And it's not like a fun or flowery thing. Like, it's literally work. You're literally just going to have to, like, work to, like, not reconcile, but just, like, accept that and reframe the relationship, like you said.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not fun. Like, no one wants to do that. Love, like, we would all love to just have healthy relationships in all of our relationships. But sometimes you have to manage your expectations with family. I feel like with people who aren't family, you know, you make a decision.
Just keep them out. I don't
You
deal just with it.
Eventually. But
family, you have to, at least internally, you have to deal with it. You know, so you don't carry it, or I don't carry it. So this was an epic reading. Holy shit, tarot man, always nailing it.
Yeah,
always.
I told you I had to shuffle. I had to shuffle.
Yeah.
It was like that. Yeah, I felt like those were spot on.
So weird. Spot on. Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this is fun. Thanks for another tarot lesson.
Yeah. Hopefully this is helping, guys. I know you're listening to our tarot episodes, so some people out there are getting their tarot on.
Yeah, we want to hear about it. Like, you guys are just doing this in silence and not talking, not sliding in the DMs or anything.
I know. We're still waiting for it, guys. Go on that Instagram. Go on it.
We're really aging ourselves on this podcast lately.
I know. All right. Okay, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great week. Thank you for listening to the Tarot for Schmoozers podcast. We publish episodes every 2 weeks. On the off week, we invite you to check out our regular Schmooze and Booze episodes, where you will find all kinds of topics about life and everything that we think is worth a nice conversation. Until next week, keep on schmoozing.